Since the creation of a national intelligence czar, there have been questions about where this new role would leave the head of the CIA. How would the two intelligence chiefs divide power? What's their relationship with each other and the president? Now, the disclosure of a White House memo is shedding light on the growing power of the National Director of Intelligence, John Negroponte, at the expense of the CIA. Timothy Berger reports on the memo in the latest issue of Time magazine. Mr. Berger, welcome.
Thank you.
Your article is called Sidelining the CIA. What does this memo say?
The memo says that the new Director of National Intelligence, John Negroponte, will take over the reins of advising the National Security Council and the regular seat that the CIA Director, Porter Goss, used to hold.
And so what does that mean for Mr. Goss?
Well, it means Mr. Goss will go basically back to running the CIA full-time. That's been a sort of a part-time job for the CIA director, because he used to have the role of Director of Central Intelligence also. That vanished with when Mr. Negroponte took office, and now the CIA director can full-time go run the nation's human intelligence collection and intelligence analysis machine.
I mean, the title of your article suggests this is basically diminishing the powers of Mr. Goss. Do you get any sense that CIA Chief Porter Goss is upset by this latest memo that says he's not necessarily at these meetings?
I don't know 100% of his personal attitude toward it, but we have a window on that with a speech that he made in March where he said that he was spending 6 hours a day preparing just to brief President Bush every morning. So if you add to that the National Security Council meetings, many of which are not directly related to the CIA's core mission, I wouldn't be surprised if Porter Goss doesn't mind not having a bunch of meetings to go to where he can focus inward on fixing problems at the agency. This isn't to say that the CIA director is banished from the White House by any means. I'm sure if Porter Goss found that there was some problem that in his judgment needed the president's immediate attention, he could pick up the phone and the message would get through. The point is that the CIA director will be invited to NSC meetings where it's relevant to his mission or the human intelligence or analysis mission of the CIA. He won't have to go if it's some sort of meeting, say, on, on the European economy, or will the euro hold up, or, you know, how is the Chinese currency faring against the dollar? He would be less likely to go to meetings like that. But if you're saying, how do we penetrate the Iranian mullah regime, that would be more the kind of thing that he would attend.
So how do you see the changing role of the CIA?
I think that if everyone is acting like adults, which doesn't happen all the time in Washington, but one hopes they will in this case, then Porter Goss can spend basically all his time trying to fix the CIA, which has come under a lot of criticism after 9/11 and the Iraq problems. We have to have better human intelligence. No one disputes that. We need to know what North Korea is up to in Iran. And at the same time, the analysis needs to be repaired so we don't have pre-war intelligence about a regime that ends up being so far off as it was with Iraq.
Timothy Berger is an intelligence correspondent for Time magazine. Thank you.
Thank you.